Hey Roger, I was watching a YouTube video about people saying like it was kind of like a joke thing, and they were saying like "roll an antenna," and they would do that, but I didn't know what it meant. But yeah, I didn't know you can really turn anything metal into an antenna. So I'm gonna try that out with my dumpster and see if it works. But that's crazy. That sounds are coming through when your radio is off. That's like, I've never heard of that in my entire 11 years of existing. I've never heard of that.
I used to have a Motorola radio in my car, 110-watt deck. I had it set to about 90. And I was sitting at a traffic light at Telegraph and Schoolcraft, right in front of the White Castle there. And there was a police car sitting next to me. And I was calling a friend out in Ann Arbor. And I was coming over the cop's radio. He heard everything I said. He didn't hear who I was calling, obviously, because he was in the 155 megahertz area. And light turned green, and I started pulling away, and he pulls me over. I said, "Can't be speeding. I must have a broken taillight or something." He goes, "I heard you talking through your radio." I went, "Why didn't you answer me?" He gave me that eye roll, yeah, like I could talk to you. I went, "Okay." I said, "Well, officer, that's called fundamental overload. You were close by, and you heard me through the speaker, but you didn't hear who I was talking to. I was talking to a fella in Ann Arbor." He goes, "That's not possible." I go, "Oh, yeah, it is." Then he looked on my hump. I had three Motorola radios, one on VHF, one on UHF, and one on 900 megahertz. He goes, "Holy smokes, who do you talk to on that radio?" I go, "Anybody I want to." He goes, "Can you talk to me?" I says, "If I had your frequency programmed in," and I says, "I do have your receive channel, I just don't have your transmit channel in there." I says, "Because I'm not allowed to talk up there anyway, so unless I had my general radio telephone operator's license. And I'm not talking a general class license. That's a completely different license. Most people that repair radios have a GROL. Even a lot of people who are engineers of radio stations, you know, FM, AM, FM, or TV stations, a lot of those people have general radio telephone operator's licenses, which allow them to operate up there and do testing and stuff. But he says, "Well," he says, "and I guess you're not breaking the law." I says, "And even if I was, you can't do anything about it because that's a federal thing, and you're not a federal officer."